The Joint Finance Committee's action last night means the programs will be cut by about 40% compared to last year. The measures help farmers pay for grassy waterways that reduce the amount of chemicals and manure that enter lakes and streams. They also aim to slow the amount of water that rushes off paved parking lots or housing developments. Madison Democrat Mark Pocan says it makes sense to try to prevent this pollution.
It would cost so much to have to deal with cleanup after the fact. We should be trying to deal with up front.
But Berlin GOP Senator Luther Olson says part of the reason these programs can operate with less money now is that they've already been effective.
While it is less, I think it's a good thing, because I think that farming practices are finally paying off, that we don't have to spend and borrow that kind of money.
In particular, Olson says more farmers realize the value of planting no-till crops, a method that reduces erosion by churning up less soil. The committee did approve $2 million in grants to local governments to help clean up polluted waters. Governor Jim Doyle had originally cut that item from his spending plan. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.